It's 2 o'clock, it is 2 PM, it is Monday, May 22nd, 2017, Special Commissioners Court, we're in the second floor of Brooks County Courtroom. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is an open meeting, roll call, please.
Olivia Garza County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Olivares County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 4.
Amanda Barrera, Brooks County Judge, along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. All right, let us begin with line item 1, which is public comments. We'll be taking any public comments at this time.
Judge Barrera, Commissioners. Martinez, we have private citizen. Now, my comments is not just a color comments, I do a lot of prayer before these comments, before I write them down. So my brain is not empty when I do the typing, it's filled with the Spirit of the Lord. So I hope you all, people of faith, understand that. I'm sourcing the $5,000 that I read is wrong. Was bidding for this job, hard work of the fire department, announced to the public via newspaper, radio, or the media? If the announcement did go out, when? Where? How long ago and who responded? Was the bid lower than $5,000? Were all commissioners able to review the proposal? If the bidding process was not implemented but put aside, the court is wrong for even considering this item. You're going to get yourself into trouble. You are violating, and you can correct me on this, you are violating probably the Federal Equal Opportunity Act. So we don't need to get court or Brooks County in trouble. My recommendation is, just give it to the fire department. Let them do the money. Let them use the money the way they feel and contract their own. And they don't need to talk to you. Not the other part. Hurricane season is on its way. Brooks County better be ready with at least $2.5 million for rescue, repair, and support of the citizens of this county. Because the state, federal governments will not be coming around with barrels of money. Ms. Garza, I'm going to stress this to you. Your precinct will be the hardest hit because of this location. If you don't step up to take care of your constituents, do not expect for anybody else here to do it for you. You being the most genuine member of this court, I ask for you to lead the charge in rebuilding the county's monetary disaster reserve and to stop spending taxpayers' money. Outsourcing is wrong when the county is capable of completing the objective. And I recall from a discussion with Mr. Petroli, there's only about 400,000 and not close to 2.5 million. What we call a rescue plan. So we are in problems. We have problems. We're going to have problems. And we're expecting a heavy hurricane season. Again, in addition, this is Garza. Because of the precinct's location, the fire department will probably be conducting water rescues. We need for you to also lead the charge in support of the fire department with whatever is needed to keep us safe, to keep safe the citizens of this county, and to support them in their efforts when fundraising. They could be asking the county for thousands of dollars. Yes, I know you're supporting them here and there, but they will need to conduct more operations and they will need more money. fire department fundraises, they submit for grants, and receive donations. This board and the citizens of the county should be thanking the volunteer fire department instead of being an obstacle at times. Another point. For the rest of us who do not understand the complexities of the fire department, we need to listen to the experts when they speak and ask for support. We need to support one of our first line of defenses, the volunteer fire department. If we refuse, someday in time, Bruce County will be forced by either the state or federal governments to implement a paid fire department with a state certified building, equipment, and trained paid personnel. This action would impact Bruce County with a serious financial debt, mounting into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and no amount of taxes will be able to handle the burden. So it's up to you all now. We either support the fire department every which way it loses, or we pay the consequences at a later date. Thank you for your attention. Now back to the
thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else for public comments? All right, line item 3. Discuss and approve amending airport ramp grant to increase from $5,000 to $30,000. Can you fill us in on that, Ms. Sanchez?
I have some invoices that I submitted, and it was $11,000. So we get half. It was $11,536.41. And half of that would be $5,768.21. So when I submitted this, the amount of the grant was only $5,000. So she said we can increase it either to 15 or 30, whatever the commissioner's court would want.
So they only gave you 5,000?
Yeah. So I had a...
If we increase it to the max and we don't use it, is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. It's okay. Why not increase it to 30,000? It's a grant.
It's up to... Yeah.
Questions?
Commissioner Vargas, you want to increase it to 15,000 or you want to go to 30?
We probably won't even submit that many invoices.
Are we going to get 15?
The county match would be 15.
But yeah.
It depends on the invoices that we get.
What harm would it be to submit for 30 and if you don't
no
use
harm.
It, you don't use it?
No harm.
It's better to be safe because if something was to come up over the 15, we already have the 30.
Yep.
There's no reason to limit ourselves to 15 when we can have the max 30.
Yep.
Do I have a motion to approve 30,000?
Motion.
Motion. Do I have a second? Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Let's go to... Line item 6, discuss and approve, and there's a correction on that, to advertise for bids for pest control and termite inspection contract for 1 year for 6/22/17 through 6/22/18. Auditor's office.
I think the wording was wrong.
It yes, I need to correct it.
Discuss, consider, and act on opening bids.
Okay.
Opening bids? Uh-huh. I just said that we could put it in next...
Months. Oh, so you want to
yeah.
not use
no
it today?
Right.
Okay, so no action on line item 6.
Six and
there's
seven.
Also a correction on that. So no action on line item seven, which we discussed and approved, to advertise for bids for fuel and lubricants contract. No action on that due to the wording.
We'll put it on June's.
All right. Let's go to the addendum. It's in the back. Addendum, discuss and approve the distribution of workload amongst deputy constable officers, presented by Commissioner Precinct Three, Armando Olivares.
Okay. This is to discuss the workload from the constable's office being distributed fully to the JPs, not overwhelming any one particular JP, so that all the JPs can have equal amount of work. I know it stated, Tech did inform me that it is, they should be assigned to the JP where the jurisdiction that the
citation
was given, but the JPs can come up with an interlocal agreement to where the workload can be distributed evenly. Not necessarily evenly, because, I mean, it's impossible, but if one JP is overwhelmed with too much work, there's nothing saying that we can't have an interlocal agreement to make it fair to all JPs.
No else, my dear?
Like, could we go back to the page and try to know that the PC will be taken to the reward of the year that we have to do to the PC for the offense occurred? You know, now what the JPs do after that, the third year that they have to come up with to deal with the JPs, the JPs among themselves. That's up to us, you know, we use in preaching to the neighbor. It is technically, but I think that told me that it can, you have to issue to that preaching, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the JPs have to come to an agreement for what they want to do, develop, or have that.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's up to them.
Right.
Right, that's exactly what the instruction deal. Government will say, you know, that's where it needs to be followed, and that the,
it also states that we can have an interlocal agreement.
Among the judges, I need to make that agreement. But it's not, it should, I think that should take place so that in the future, in the future, everyone has equal amount of work, and each one has equal amount of assistance, and we won't have to provide only one JP with four assistants.
We've been doing that, PC 1, 3, and 4 myself, since I came to office back in 2015. We said, you know, let's show the tickets. It's been working out good.
And
we don't have to add it to verbal, but we don't have to write it.
Okay, and two is not included in that?
When I first came into office, I did step in to help with the time that she was really overwhelmed, and I mean, Commissioner Huffington and I spoke back in 2015 for her, so this is the time that I was with communication, just until she was able to catch up with her workload, because remember, issue two, the medical students, they have a voice station, they do have 285, they do have a lot of practice, so we did step in to help with it. It worked out fine.
But it would be a good idea for everyone to get together.
She really would be working with you.
We're
all together, and she did that, right? You know, so that's where you have to come up with, you know, that. You have to agree with the Wolfie Health Care Department. If you're trying to have to come out, that's what you do. Now, the only thing is, the defendant raises the question of jurisdiction. They have the right to try out.
And that would be the only issue.
Right.
I said, I've been in office in 2015. I've only had one person actually do that. So, a lot of, I want to do 99%
of the kids
that are part of my town. They do not know the jurisdiction of the family. But some of the people don't have any jurisdiction.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it doesn't have to be very often, but they do move along. So when I get to that time, I just send to a piece of William's citation.
But for the most part, everybody wants to make a ticket and move on. Okay, so it would be good to recommend.
You just don't have any right now.
Okay, it would be good to recommend. an interlocal agreement between all of you all, so everyone can have the same amount of work, and we...
Well, not the same amount, remember?
Well, not the exact same amount. Right, not the exact same amount, but not as much as precinct two has. Okay, and that could probably, we would have to relook at that other, those other positions. So we, if that, if y'all come up with something and agree on it, you know, that's up to you all. Those two other positions that are on here, maybe we could do something with, you know, I know that you have one, a part-timer.
No.
You have full-time. Adela has a...
No secretary at all.
Well, I mean, you already, if we're already voting to approve those two part-time positions, you know, then you should say that.
Well, it could always be rescinded, not a problem. I mean, you know, but I know that's one issue. I know there's another issue. That's something we need to look at, an interlocal agreement between all four of y'all. That's a good idea. But I know that Mr. Esparza had something else, correct, on the code enforcement? I mean, on the deputy constables? Did you have anything in reference for Mr. Rivera? On the transport? On the workload? Thank you, Roland.
No, at this time, we don't have any...
As a deputy constable, so,
yeah.
As a deputy constable there, it's supposed to do everything a deputy constable does. Mm-hmm. That's a statute. We went
right.
Over that the last time. Yes. Oh, you're talking about the agenda item. Yes, it's both. At this point, it's discuss and approve all the distribution of workload, not to include just the JPs, but everyone, you know, everything. Okay? So if you have a concern, you're free to.
All right. Any concern would be if when we go to ask for assistance in
Did you reach out to the deputy constables? And what was their response? That they'll be getting back late? Well, I think once they... Go ahead. I understand, but...
He's the one that tells us, you know, do this and do that, you know, our problem with what is also, you know. If he says, you know, we do this, thank you, our army, Kurt, his work track, Jeff and his track, you know, if he needs it, so that's his duty, the reading the other than that.
I understand.
You know, if we get the rest of our work, we're doing the same thing we're doing, you know, for the track and stuff like that. Which is whether he's assigned to do something, that's what he's doing. You know, we're not going to say yes or no. I don't. He does.
Well, as your supervisor and as you, as officer of the law and so see, you take an oath to protect and serve.
Yeah.
I don't...
I
understand. I understand. But at the same token, I'm saying, you take an oath to protect and serve. When a sheriff of the county is calling for your assistance in any manner, in any type of situation, whether it's a transport, because when we had this line item back a few months ago, it was agreed that you all were going to be deputy constables based on all the duties a deputy constable does. And if it includes transport, which it does, there's no reason why you all should be saying no, and your supervisor should not be saying no.
He's the one who provides those.
I understand.
He's the one who tells us, not us.
Okay, but the sheriff's department has their hands full. So your obligation as the officers...
Well, if we go back to the same thing, if we have personnel,
we already had discussion as far as what duties you were supposed to do. Okay. Okay.
It goes back to the same thing. Just like if we didn't have anybody available, we don't have anybody available. It goes back to the same thing. You know,
where
you
go to. So what's the service?
No, I'm not saying we're not supposed to call somebody in. That's the first line, second line. Just like if they call somebody in to step in,
And so we have a major... accident and nobody can go. What do we do then? Do we stop? Do we stop what we're doing? I don't understand how what I don't understand is how an officer of the law can say no to the sheriff's department or to any entity that is requiring their service.
They didn't have anybody available, but they didn't have anybody available.
Who do we call?
Mr. Esparza, was there somebody available at the time that you called for assistance? And if they get back late, do they get...
They can get comp time. You're servicing the community. You're talking about what? 2 hours max, an hour max?
Would that be an exception to the rule? I'm cutting out of comp time.
To accommodate, yes.
To accommodate the
There is no reason why y'all should be saying no. We went over everything, right? I think I even read the statute on what they're supposed to do. And there was also a question about a waiver of citation.
We have four of the constables, right? Why are we the ones
Hold on. We need to... we need to take responsibility and accountability for everything. It's not pointing your finger at who's available. They called you all. You all said no because you all didn't have time. That is not only not fair to the citizens of Brooks County, because for all these kids or all these, whomever was transported, there's a reason these people need transport. They need to come to county court. They need hospitalization. Something needs to be done. And killing time as, oh, we're not going to do it, let's get find somebody else. For the sheriff's department, it's a lot of work. For everyone else, it's a lot of work. You know, they're called, there is no reason at all that no one, even if Mr. Garcia was here, I'd be saying the same thing. He's your leader. He should be saying, absolutely, we can do it, just like all of us do. Sometimes we don't leave at 5 because, you know, we leave at 7, 8 o'clock at night. But we take care of it. Okay. We're here. Okay. Okay. Your oath. Your oath. You take an oath. Okay, you take an oath. Once you take that oath, you're here for the people of Brooks County. You arrange your schedule however you need to see fit so that you can accommodate the people. Okay. At this case, that's not the point right now. Okay. I'm letting you know, because you talked about a comp time, I'm letting you know as a role, Mr. Esparza, I'm sure there are other officers here that can say, if there's something that happens at 5 o'clock and they have to go home, they're not going to stop what they're doing. They have to finish the investigation, or they have to finish whatever needs to be done. It's got to be done.
This is just a different issue, though. I mean, like this. If we do these ones, like this, if nobody's available, right,
George,
I have
a question for you, sir. When all this happened, did y'all make contact with the constable elected from that prison? Did y'all meet with him? No, I'm okay by phone, but it's better to get him in person. You know, sit down with that elected official, like the sheriff's elected official, and then they should have worked something out, because we're building up the messenger. Noel is just the middleman. You need to go for the shark, and the shark is Arturo. He's the main one.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But
we did contact.
Okay, sir.
And it's not like we're asking these guys to come out, you know, after, you know, maybe not everyone wants.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably is going to be able to help them and maybe they're going to support.
Okay.
So they're going to bring up on you guys at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or 4 or 5. And as long as we have anybody
there. Right. And I think the problem can be solved if you guys get with Arturo and say, Mr. Garcia, step up to the plate, help us out. It's not going to happen every day, but once in a while, I'm going to need your deputy, especially a female deputy, to take this prisoner, because she's a female, to that location, wherever you guys send this in 96. And so, like that, you know, there's a woman and woman together or whatever it is. I don't know how y'all run your operation over there. Is a man or a female or just, okay. So I think go back, get Mr. Garcia in and sit down with him. And here again, he's elected as we are. But a team player would work with the sheriff, you know, because it's a small county. We need to work together as law officers, the city, the county, the border patrol, the DPS. But right now, I could understand your point. But these guys are in a budget as well. And I mean, we gave them some money for them to stay within the budget. But hopefully this budget will be different. We can give them for expenses if they have to transport someone for you guys. you know, so that's the main, that's the reason Mr. Benavides didn't want to do it, because we told him that they're into this budget, so for them to stay within the budget. But here again, we can give these guys comp time or whatever it is for them to take some days off. But in that scenario, it was very important for someone to help you guys. But here again, he's not to blame. It's Mr. Garcia. You know, so hopefully we can, you know, we can help you guys as well.
Let me ask a question.
Yeah, no, but I mean, he's trying his best to explain to the court, but I mean, really, reality, you know, it should, Mr. Garcia should be standing at the podium, not him.
On 4/27/17, that you all asked, who did you all ask? Okay, and what? Okay, and what was his response? Okay. And you know for a fact that she was available. Okay, on 5/16/17, did you contact Mr. Garcia? And what was his response? So it's two incidents, not one. And you had the same response twice. And that's why you're here, to correct it, correct? And that's why I'm saying, you know, Mr. Garcia's not here, but he's aware. And he gets the agenda just like everyone else in the county does. And it is y'all's responsibility to respond to any call. Because according to... except this one, except it.
Well, it's not a press report, like that, you can just shake it, you know, that's not, you know, doing my emergency call. So like, you know, they begin to, do this traffic action, mm-hmm. Traffic like that, just have to come in to shake before I can go to the traffic. And with that, he has to do that, you know, he has to do it.
Well, I just think y'all need to work with the sheriff's department. And relay that. I want you to relay that to Mr. Garcia, yeah. Or you can send it to my office, and I will let him know.
Okay. I can talk to him. I'll talk to him. And we're too small. We need to help each other. You know.
Yeah.
Everyone has a budget, yes. So does a constable's office.
Let me say this much, guys. JV, the city, has the city ever thought about getting something in a local agreement with you guys, just in case if something like this happens again, they can transport for you guys? But because I know, you know, most of the calls are within the city. But have you spoken to the chief of police or the city manager and say, you know what, can you help us out if we can make it, or the constables can make it? Can they transport that 96 to, you know, to any location that, you know, that they have to be at?
Okay. But
right.
So they called in their patrol woman, their officer, from the valley to come and assist us. So they were able to do that for us.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. So we had to wait while she came in and then transport for her transport.
Yeah. I understand your concern now.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now you're making sense. Now, okay. All right, we can, Judge, I don't know if you want to put it back in the agenda, or else have a talk with Mr. Arturo Garcia yourself. But,
it's concerning everyone. It's everyone.
This is what I would do if if I was, Mr. Garcia's, comfortable, I would let the female take that female to the valley, because anyway, she's from the valley herself, that, deputy. And I will make sure she stays over there. You know, and then in the morning, come back with that unit back to work. I mean, sometimes, you gotta use your mind a little bit. Because, I mean, why come back over here and then get a personal car, just stay over there, and just call her supervisor, say, you know what, I said, boss, you know, I'm gonna stay over here because it's kinda late, so as long as she calls her superior, saying, you know what, I'm gonna be at my house with that unit, and if the court decides it's okay, but in this crisis, I don't see a problem for her to stay with that unit in the valley.
No.
The thing is, Mr. Benavides, they needed help, okay? I mean, I'm just looking at that crisis at that point, at that minute, you know, so that's what I'm looking at. But for sure, we have to put everything on the table. But when that happened, that's what I would do. You know? Yeah. Well, here again, sir, or the commissioners need to get with the superior. That's Mr. Garcia. Okay? So let Mr. Garcia take care of this problem, and then, you know, let's just move forward. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Everything's in black and white. There's no reason why no one should be saying no to another. We're one county. We're not divided into a lot of entities with different, you know, constables and sheriff and deputy constables. And exactly. And you know what? It might not be, per se, an emergency, but to them, it is. And
yeah.
To the person, okay. And to the people involved, it is something that needs to be done. And there's no reason why anybody should be saying no, because that's what we're here for, to work together.
Yeah. There should be an institute,
Right. We just need to cooperate. Cooperate.
Is that they needed a female, at that point, at that
right.
day, you know.
But you said the female officer couldn't respond because of comp time and overtime. That's why I directed the question to Ms. Garza. If that would have been an exception, would that have been an exception to the rule for them to allow those 2 hours, for example, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Would that have been okay for comp time, Ms. Garza, because of the situation?
Monday?
Would that have been okay to make the exception for comp time in a situation like that?
Or he can come in later or get off early. I mean, there's ways to work.
Well, I can't answer
why. But I did hear that comp time and overtime came into play.
Yeah, but he has a lot of comp time, and you need to be real careful.
But a female, we're talking about female.
Yeah, but we're talking about the female officer of transport.
You know, we got things for comp time and overtime, not what we don't. Maybe you took that, you know, as to what you did, what you did. I cannot answer why you did that. You know, I don't know what that, you know, if you have comp time or overtime, we're not allowed to put in comp time or overtime. You know, maybe you took that as a, you know, reason why. I can't answer why you said no, but I don't know. You know, I can be the one that you said right now.
Well, with all that experience, you would think he would know about a comp and he would know about everything. You know, there is no excuse that anyone can say
nothing, there's no excuse, period.
But I think that's a criminal.
Yeah, I'm just saying, no. I'm just letting you know what it is. There's no excuse, no matter what you say, there is no excuse unless somebody's gonna expire or something like that. I don't know. But that would be the only thing. Other than that, every officer should respond accordingly to the laws of the state of Texas, of the oath that y'all take, and assume these duties that regardless of what time or whatever, you're there for the people. It's not, I'm leaving.
So we're just going to only have two more officers transport, which would be from that, would be, you're correct, it would be transport. That's all second. So it wasn't indicated in the back end. Like, first time it's approached, it's a bad stuff. Second one, just to be a transport officer.
It's
a transport officer.
She wasn't in the back. And there is actually two people on the officers.
Right, you can come out, you can come back, so yeah, I'm sure you'll know, you know, come back.
And I believe there was another instance, right, when a juvenile, there was a run to Rio Grande. Did you take that one, sir? What happened with that? Motion perhaps to approve the distribution of the workload amongst the deputy constables, perhaps with a interlocal agreement as a recommendation, and the cooperation of the deputy constable officers with other sheriff's department and the other constables. Are y'all in agreement with that, to work on something like that?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you have a motion to approve?
I am.
Okay, motion by Martinez, second.
Second
by Rosana Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Line item two, discuss and approve hiring AM Trucking and LM Trucking as independent contractors for $2,500 each to gather and haul wood for the Farfrias Volunteer Fire Department annual barbecue on June 10, 2017. And proposal for hauling firewood for Brooks County Volunteer Fire Department says this proposal to include moving brush piles to the road, loading, hauling, and unloading brush firewood to said area. This proposal is based on 40 loads, which is $125 per load. Anything less than 40 loads, the county would be credited $125 per load. Anything more than 40 loads, the county would be charged $125 per load. This proposal is between Brooks County and AM Trucking slash LM Trucking in the amount of $2,500 per contractor for a total bid of $5,000 submitted by Arnold Morales. Any questions?
Mr. Ramirez, go ahead.
It was too late. Well, why don't we just make a one-time donation to the fire department and let him hire whoever he wants?
Okay, why can't... It's perfectly legal for Road and Bridge to do it. Why don't we make the exception for Road and Bridge to do it?
Well, we can go on private property?
It's perfectly legal.
Make an exception this time?
Only in an emergency can go on private property.
There's other places that have been serviced by Road and Bridge private property. I think we should make...
It was legal.
No.
Because I had a paper from the...
Well, that one time, but there's other things that we need to... I'm not going to bring that up, but we need to either donate the $5,000 and that's it, or get the Road and Bridge to do it.
That's whoever wants to hire, whoever you want to hire.
Sir, did you make contact with these individuals, AM Trucking and the LM Trucking?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and they gave you a proposal of $125 per load of 40 loads, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how did you come up with 40 loads? Because I did a little research myself, and I know that the previous we used to make about 25 loads, between 25 and 30. How did they get 40 loads, sir?
Well, the amount of loads determined on the quantity of wood.
Okay.
If you know, some small thin brush,
uh-huh,
we're not going to haul more. If we get thick brush, then we're not going to haul less. And whenever Arnold talked to me, I made that exercise. I said, look, you might haul more, you might haul less. Depending on the wood content coming in.
Yes.
So you evaluate it. If we do it with 20 loads, we're going to stop at 20 loads. If we needed 50 loads, but like last year, last year we got from the creek and it looked at that brush was very thin, so we ended up on 50 loads.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just pretty much right on average, we're all around 36 to 40 loads.
And all this work.
The arc of the truck,
yeah.
If you haul one bridge, you're using end ups.
How big is the truck, sir?
Well,
those trucks.
The end ups that Mr. Miller's looked at are using 29 yards.
29 yards?
Yeah. In average, I think your local dump truck is 21 yards, but if you use a dump truck, that's 21 yards of sand because you're putting a truck out of brush. And it also depends on the operator. You know, I explain that to the contractors. If you have an operator who doesn't load, like if you're pulling trash in the truck, instead of packing it in, you're going to haul less loads. If you pack it in, you're going to haul. I mean, if you just dump it in or loose it, you're going to haul more loads. Less loads, more loads, you pack it in, you're going to haul less.
And by when are you going to start this project?
It was approved today, it's going to start on tomorrow morning.
And it's going to be at the Mariposa Ranch?
That's on Mariposa Road, Lazarus Ranch.
Oh, okay, the Lazarus Ranch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still think that Road and Bridge should do this, but, I'm only one vote here.
Well, I agree with Road and Bridge because it's perfectly legal. We were informed of that last week. I don't see a problem with Road and Bridge doing the work.
Well, we were told that we couldn't go into private property and that Road and Bridge was only for Road and Bridge.
And that's true. However, at the present time, we're doing some work with Road and Bridge and the Solomon Cemetery, which is a private cemetery. That has been serviced for a long time.
Right.
So, okay. So that is private.
That is a, that, it doesn't have a historical, it's a private cemetery.
It's historical.
It doesn't matter.
We went to a conference and they clarified that, that if it's a historical, the county has to maintain it.
I have yet to find statute that says that. Historical commission says that the preservation of cemeteries should be done by groups in the community and not the county, unless it is deeded to the county. So with that being said, I think that Road and Bridge should do it.
Get these proposals already.
Did we get that?
The proposals of,
And without paying someone $5,000, because this is the only bid, that would eliminate a lot of problems right now. Also, when we go into a contract with somebody, that kind of puts the county in a liability where we can either, if you don't want to go this route, donate $5,000 to the volunteer fire department. And next year, we should include another $5,000 for them.
That's right. We can budget that.
Judge, my understanding, this trucking company, they are bonded. They have to be bonded for, you know, for them to be doing business within the county or other counties, just in case of the liability if they get sued by, you know, for any damages. So they are insured already, Judge.
Well, that's fine. You know, I'm just saying, we still have liability.
You brought it up to us that, you know, whoever does work for the county, they have to be bonded. So they are bonded. So they're okay to go. My recommendation to the court, let's just go with this two individuals, this trucking company, and let's just budget whatever they have to do with for the next budget for the fire department. And then Mr. Ramirez can take care of that next year, hopefully. That's my recommendation. Yes, sir.
Well, is that donating the $5,000 or going to the... We did not go out for bids. I have people that still want to turn in bids.
Okay, if you'd like to...
They did not publish this. And I got a call and somebody else wanted a bid on this. And
okay,
I said, well,
that's fine, Ms. Sasha. And I mean, I'm glad that you're concerned about this as I am, because I mean I really want to help the.
We're all concerned about it, Mr. Martinez.
The fire department, but here again, we're just wasting too much time on this. So
absolutely.
As soon as we can advertise or give the opportunity to others that want to put bids, it's okay with me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have no problem with that because I mean I'm fair with everyone.
So we're going to make a one-time contribution?
Yes.
And every year from now on it'll be budgeted?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
as far as being concerned, we're all concerned with this, okay?
I don't want to say anything about that.
We're all concerned, but the big concern is the $5,000 that don't need to be spent.
That's right.
That can be kept where they are, and Road and Bridge can do the work.
That's right.
That's my concern.
Let's move on, please, and let's just if you want to advertise, let's advertise and then bring it up next week.
I understand. I want to give you Road and Bridge to do the work. And that's probably the... No, I know. It's not up to me. It's up to the court. The commissioner's court. Now, let's make the most reasonable decision here. And let's take everything into account. You know, these people are here for us. It doesn't matter who we are. They're there. They don't say, this is a county, this is a city. I think for this year, let's just continue to help them like the way we have been helping them through Road and Bridge. Once the new fiscal year comes in, we can donate that $5,000. We can donate that $5,000 right now if it's in the budget. If we're going to give it to L&M Trucking, I'd rather give it to you and you make a decision. But it depends. Let's make the most reasonable decision that you all can make without having to pay
someone else to do it, either give him the $5,000 as a donation to the volunteer fire department, or have Roland Bridge do the work like they have been doing for the last 50-some years? I motion that Roland Bridge take care of the volunteer fire department.
I second it.
Yeah, of course I can,
sir. You're just to break the tie. Oh. What do you get off making the motion?
Read your law. Read the law. Read the statute.
No way.
Why do you do that?
Because, sir, I can. No, the people criticize us when it comes out in the paper.
Yeah, did you make the motion? And you just have to break the
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I'll make
the motion. All right. You know what? If you feel better, someone else make the motion.
I'll make the motion to have Roden Bridge assist the fire.
Do I have a second?
I hope somebody seconds on this.
Hold on, let's all calm down. Let's all calm down.
You don't need to say it on this, because they are the volunteers. This is the one-time effort. Next time, if you are on this, they can put in your minutes. Enough is enough.
Thank you, sir. Okay.
You are
definitely
I'm paying taxes to go to the and now you don't want to screw you with $5,000
taxpayer that
assessed you at the end of the day. I'm
not going to pay. Double
dipping me.
And
every other taxpayer over here, that's the taxpayer. That's not the taxpayer. But I'm just.
Thank you, Madam.
They can. They can. Yes.
You have the law thing, sir. Law thing. When we went to school, the first thing they told us is that you can't enter a private property. They've been doing this a long time, and that's not law.
Calm down.
When the road is bridge, you've been told that it is legal.
It doesn't matter what you call it. You can tell it whoever you want.
Why do you want to ask the county attorney for advice?
Exactly.
You don't need to follow it.
Exactly.
You don't.
Exactly.
Let's calm down. Is there a second for Roden Bridge? No second for Roden Bridge.
No second.
I second for Roden
Bridge. Well, you can't second.
Oh my God. You really need to read up on all that because I can't.
What is it with that?
All in favor, 3 against 2. Who's in nay?
Nay.
Nay.
Tony?
What are their nay?
You know, Judge, we're trying to do what is right for everyone. And I know that. He's still going to get his firewood if we go this route.
Yeah.
Wherever does the work, still going to get your firewood. We're going to pay for it, sir, and then we're going to budget for your next budget. But, I mean, I'm not going to go into a private property. I'm not going to do that. In all these years that Mr. Garcia has been the county attorney, the law has been there, but I don't know what really happened, and I'm not going to even go there. But here again, Benny, you can get your this ass today and then let us worry about what is going to take place after this. If the court decides to proceed with this for the $5,000, sir, I'm okay with that as well. But if they decide not to, it's going to delay your project, sir. I mean, this is a win-win deal for all of us, sir. It don't matter if it's from the Roden Bridge or a self-contractor. It's just like, I'm not going to go through the Roden Bridge. I can help you right now. I just need the vote, and that's it. You can continue tomorrow getting your firewood, and then let us worry about this for this budget, sir. And let me tell you something else. It's going to get better for you guys. Just take it from me. Your budget is going to be much better. I know what I'm letting you know right now. You know, but this is what I'm concerned right now, to pass this. And then you can decide where you want to pick, sir. I mean, if you feel that these two individuals, you know what? I know that you already spoke to those two individuals, and they're ready to go, sir. Okay, see? So, here again, my motion is to carry with this, and then for you to start your project.
We can't have tomorrow. A motion. We have a motion on the table right now.
So, what are they going to do? Because I made the motion for us to pass, and then I think, I don't know, Mr. Vargas made the second or not.
I second it.
So.
I never heard it.
To give him the $5,000 or just to go with that?
Well, sir, give him the $5,000, let him just, you know, so. What else, Ruben? Can't help you.
You make the motion, I'm going.
I already did, sir.
I second it.
Okay.
Wait, do I have a motion to donate? Is that correct? Is that what I hear?
No, we're going to give the $5,000 to the two individuals, $2,500 for the 40 loads to AM Trucking and the LM Trucking. $2,500
apiece. That's what I'm saying. Our motion dies, then motion to approve hiring A&M Trucking.
A motion for $5,000, Tony, or a motion to hire A&M and L&M?
I make the motion for these two individuals to haul the firewood, Ms. Garza, AM Trucking and LM Trucking.
Do I have a second on that? Do I have a second to approve hiring and I'm joking?
Second.
Okay, second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
I oppose. Olivares opposes. With that being said, 3-2, motion carries.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Also, for the record, make sure you all read the Open Meetings Act. That will tell you what a county judge can do. Okay. Line item 4, discuss and approve line item transfer of $200 from 1205-0554-9070 miscellaneous and $600 from 1205-0554-5550 out of county travel to 1205-0554-5105 gas and oil. Mr. Huerta, Constable.
Okay, what she said.
And it's on your budget, correct?
It's on my budget.
All right. Do you have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second by Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Mm-hmm. Discussing line item 5, discussing approve line item transfer of $700 from 1205-0553-5550 out of county travel to 1205-0553-5105 gas and oil. Mr. Constable. Gonzalez?
I made the same decision as the Constable District 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one who on the in gasoline. I'm not going to transfer money as the way you asked, but it's a $700 from travel allowance and the rules for the $99 on gasoline on the public
agency. Okay, any questions?
No, ma'am.
I make the motion.
Do I have a motion? It was to approve line item 5. Motion by Vargas, second.
Yeah.
Second by Martinez. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. Okay. Is that it? Over to 8. Mm-hmm. Okay, line item eight, discuss and approve line item transfer of $9,720.87 from 01120050572, 8105 secretary to 12050456, 8107 temporary help in the amount of $8,760 from 20120504568201, 8201 social security in the amount of $670.14 to 12050456 8203, retirement in the amount of $126.14 to 12050456 8204, workman's compensation in the amount of $45.45 to 12050456 8205, unemployment insurance in the amount of $6.44 and to 12050456 8206, TCDRS GTS in the amount of $58.70, and this is for the secretary for JP2. Any questions?
No.
Any other questions from any other?
This would take effect immediately?
Yes.
Okay, I
didn't specify, but I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should wait on it to see if we can come out with an interlocal agreement among the JPs, and that'll alleviate some of the work from her, therefore not needing four secretaries.
So you want to table this?
Yes.
Okay, so do I have a motion to table? Do I have a second on that? I will second to table this line item. All in favor? Aye. Somebody else?
Aye.
Any opposed? Is anyone opposed?
No, ma'am.
To the table?
No. I make a motion to pass it.
The question is to table.
No. I don't want to table it.
Okay. Do you want to pass what?
No. I said I want to pass this line item for to hire those individuals and put them to work.
So there's 3-2. Okay.
Yes.
Motion carries to hire these people. Motion by Martina, second. Do I have a second? On?
Second.
Okay. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
No.
I don't know what it's called. Ms. Shaka, I don't know.
Straight away. You want to say something, sir? Yes, go ahead. No, we haven't adjourned yet. Sir, I gave him the okay. Okay, let's give him some respect.
You either donate to the fire department, only apply $5,000, that's about it, and you'll need the clearance.
That
okay, you cannot election survive. Because you did not advertise.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you want to get in control, it's up to you.
Okay, thank you. Line item nine, do you have a motion to adjourn?
Right.
Martinez and Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.